Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smith. Smith. And international
call. Interface complete.
The genius again. We
my God, they day your earth has sign. From the friend that said they love me when me know them lying. My pray for the God of youth because me know them crying. Babylon, I shoot the lung and them I tell me a lie. My pray, cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend on cassava that hard for fry. Now living on the whole day that hard for try. Me rasp my mama eat steak and that hard for buy. So we shall overcome, shall overcome, must overcome, we must overcome. They get the youth of money overgone. Me tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Send a lock off the sound and lock me in an station. With music of our nation. All it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we shall overcome. Shall overcome. I'm tired of this, every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in them bed. I'm tired of this, poverty. We need solidarity. Me attack for the majority. You hear me clearly, clearly. We
man, y'all already know what time it is. This is what is Mariachi Music Wednesday, man. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Mexicanos, all my blacks and cans out there doing it real big. For this day, I will be celebrating myself. Fucking right. I celebrate every holiday. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers come for me. What the hell I ain't going to be celebrating the fuck? So, that's what we're going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? I got to, these ain't really Mexican songs. This is Spanish music. But, you know, I got to get this Mavado. On and popping before I can get into the mariachi music. We got mariachi music coming up in a minute, you know what I'm saying? And I'll also be calling up somebody, man, so they can explain to me. I'm going to call Taco Bell or something like that. You're going to call Taco Bell and see if these motherfuckers can't, give us the true definition, the true spirit of Cinco de Mayo and mariachi music. You know, I'll give you the Wikipedia version, of course, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to be getting into some other shit. But I got 100 years of mariachi music that I'm about to download. So y'all just stay tuned with this Mavado for a minute, and then we're going to get back into some real. Hey! Pow, 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 pow.
You're on the view now. You're on the view now. Yeah, some squeeze our breath, what up our step? Fall so deep in love, she could even get up our step. Our man kick off the door and run in, she could even set up our step.
You gotta give it to her twice a day. That's what my dogs say. Live up in the building, man. Happy day, Mayo Cinco. Y'all already know how I do. You know what I'm saying? And we got some mariachi music coming for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? In honor of Cinco de Mayo, we're gonna actually find out what the Cinco de Mayo even means. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be celebrating holidays and all that shit. Don't even know what the hell it means. And of course, we don't fake the funk right here. You know what I'm saying? On Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. You're riding out with your host, Captain Smell So Good, straight out of 813 Tampa, Florida. And sending shots out to Washington, Miss Heavenly Angel up in the building. Holding down real big, man, trying to see how everybody's celebrating this Cinco de Mayo. And I already got my sombrero, you know what I'm saying, so I can hit the street and get my mariachi on. And we're going to try to call a, we're going to call a store today. We're going to call somebody up and talk to them about some mariachi, like what the is mariachi, you know what I'm saying, like what are y'all doing? Let's see. Yeah. The Mariachi Connection. Hey! Pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow, pow. Mariachi Band, Los Angeles. First album, 7 years. Mariachi Music Online. The all-female mariachi. Okay. What time it is? All right, well, let me get some music, man. I'll at least give y'all a little heads up on what some mariachi is, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got all, I got the whole album about to get uploaded, so y'all gonna hear some ay 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 up in here. Ay 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 ay, pow pow pow, ay ay. Oh, what I mean, Lord. Oh, that's Italian, my bad. Alright, look, check this out, and I'll tell y'all what the, you know what I'm saying, Cinco de Mayo is. Mariachi is a very famous genre of music that is very festive and fun to listen to. Originally comes from the state of Jalisco in Mexico. It is an integration of string instruments highly influenced by the cultural impacts of the historical development of Western Mexico. Throughout the history of mariachi, musicians have experimented with brass, wind, and percussion instruments. In addition, socio-historical factors have influenced the repertoire in terms of the performance of diverse regional song forms, as well as the evolution of the performance attire. Mariachi originated in Guadalajara. Mariachi is important to the study of Mexican music because, as an ensemble created during the colonial period, it found its essence during the post-colonial era, blossomed during the nationalist era, and made a global impact during contemporary times. Throughout this development, particularly since the nationalist era, mariachi music has become emblematic of Mexican music by appropriating various Mexican regional song forms, experimenting in popular radio programs, appearing in the first Mexican films, and performing during presidential campaigns. Loza in 1993, Torino in 2003, Xihai in 2005, De La Mora in 2006, and Haraguay in 2007. The mariachi ensemble generally consists of violins, trumpets, and an acoustic guitar, a vihela, a high-pitched five-string guitar, a guitarron, a large acoustic bass, and on occasion a harp. They dress in silver studded taro outfits with wide-brimmed hats. The original mariachi were Mexican street musicians or busqueros. Many mariachis are professional entertainers doing paid gigs in the mainstream industry, entertainment industry. Professionals are normally skilled at more than one instrument, and they also sing. They sometimes accompany ranchera singers such as Vicente Fernandez or even pop star Luis Miguel. Although ranchera singers dress in traje de charro suit, they are not mariachis. Besides the typical instrumentation, mariachi music, as well as many other forms of traditional Mexican music, it's also noted for the Grito Mexicano, a yell that is done at musical interludes within a song, either by musicians and or the listening audience. An example of this would be mariachi players singing, ay, 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 ay. They always do that, you know what I'm saying? And then they sometimes be accompanied by gunshots. Ay, 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 ay. Pow, pow, pow. And although mariachis are hired to play at events such as weddings and other formal occasions, such as quinceañeras, Quinceanera, a girl's 15th birthday celebration. They are often used to serenade women because many of the songs in a typical repertoire have as a theme the desire to touch the heart of a woman. Trios of mariachis can be found for hire in different places at night. The best-known venues are Plaza de los Mariachis in Guadalajara and Plaza Garibaldi in Mexico City for the purposes of serenading. Mother's Days are also another popular occasion for mariachis. Hiring prices can vary immensely and are normally not cheap. Non-Mexican tourists frequently confuse mariachis with all types of busqueras seen in Mexico, such as jarachos, typical of the state of Veracruz, or norteño bands, which hail mainly from the northern states of the country. Mariachi refers to musicians who dress and play in a style typical of the Mexican state of Jalisco. Although the style of music played has spread far beyond the limits of Jalisco and Jalisciense music itself, generally a guitarron and a must be included for a group to be considered a mariachi. Ay, 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 ay. Pow, 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 pow. All right. And, yeah, y'all little fun facts y'all didn't know, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Looking for something on Toggle Box. Oh, okay. Still in, Gang 100%. Shouts out to Cyanide. Okay. And let me see if this is the show now. All right, big up to Easy Ride in the building. Ay, 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 ay. Pow, pow. To all my Mexicans and non-Mexicans, Cinco de Mayo to you. And it's going down real big, man. It's going, you know what I'm saying? Let me get queue up a little bit more of this mariachi. You can go to www.bid66.com and bet on a sombrero. We got sombreros, you know what I'm saying, authentic, worn by Julio Iglesias. Ah, man, you know, it's going now. I'm going to place your bid for 50 cents, man. And we talking about mariachi right now, people. Current mariachi instrumentation includes a guitarron, a vihuela, a guitar, violins, and trumpets. Some groups might use a guitarra de golpe, a mariachi harp, or even a flute. From the 70s, some singers have occasionally added other instruments such as an accordion, organ, keyboard, harmonica, saxophone, and even drums, although they were considered additions, never part of the mariachi instrumentation itself. During the last years, ranchera singers as Alejandro Fernandez and Pepe Aguilar have made fusions of mariachi with orchestra and drums, percussions, giving birth to a mariachi pop ballads crossover style. In the complete mariachi group today, there are as many as 6 to 8 violins, 2 trumpets, and a guitar, all standard European instruments. Then there is a high-pitched, round-backed guitar called the vihuela, which, when strummed in the traditional manner, gives the mariachi its typical rhythmic vitality. A deep-voiced guitar called the guitarron, which serves as the bass of the ensemble, and a Mexican folk harp, which usually doubles the bass line, but also ornaments the melody. While these three instruments have European origins, in their present form they are strictly Mexican. Most people confuse the name mariachi with mariachi band. Mariachi band is like saying big band band. So stop embarrassing yourself, people. You know what I'm saying? It's just mariachi. It's not a mariachi band, all right? It's just a mariachi. You see a group of motherfuckers together, it's just mariachi. Don't be talking about, hey, look at the mariachi band. No, it's just a mariachi. All right, and This is all spawning off of dun, 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 Cinco de Mayo. Let's see if we can look it up. Cinco. There we go. Cinco de Mayo. And it's not to be confused with Mexican Independence Day, which occurs on September 16th. For all you motherfuckers that didn't know that. And I'm pretty sure I didn't know that. All right, going to get something a little smooth here. I got to keep this thing a little smoothing out. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. You know, it's all good. Let's see. Yeah, shouts out to everybody on the bridge, man. If you'd like to participate in the show, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smelly. BTR. B is the boy, T is the Tom, R is the rabbit. And this is What is Mariachi Music Wednesday. In honor of and celebration of Cinco de Mayo. You know, we're just discussing the infamous, and I fucked up, the infamous mariachi band, which is just the mariachi people and their music related to the Mexican culture. So happy Cinco de Mayo to all my people out there celebrating. And alrighty, yeah, we got some Cinco de Mayo music on the way. If I know where to get downloaded at, there you go. La Negra Copa Tras Copa Cielo Lindo. Alright. Got 15 tracks coming to you, people. Live. Right here. Starship Smelly Pride. Alright, where my music at? Alright, people, I got some mariachi music on its way. We go get into some Air de Mayo, Las Altaditas, Carabin 3030, Jarabi Papito, Tapatillo. Alright, here we go. Get over here and upload. Alright, well, I tell you what, people, while I'm uploading this, let me go ahead and get into a song real quick, and then come right back.
Youngster, I'm a new way, real picture. Amazing grace, I fly to face the boy, them a say. Shoot up them bay, up the case, them in case. Them try to escape, none can escape. When me gun blaze, my war is like no other. When me done, them have no sister, no brother. Should I hear the boy scream and say, oh mama. Me bust the camel back with no hammer. Body left panther with no honor. The bestness and sweetness, not no grammar. Gangster for life, me and the war planner. My AKP track like that mana. Don't fuck around, who know we dead. Never trap with my gun, with one in a head. Hear me said, make a neck start, one in your dead. Make my pick it up, in a my cream dead. The informers tell the cops them me evil. Oh, me in vehicle, in love, murder people. On the make a much driver in a vehicle. Then see by the top from the road like a diesel. Amazing grace, I fly too fast. The boy, them a say, shoot up them bears. Up the case, them in case. Them try to escape, none can escape. When my gun went, they up on the danger zone. And I'm here alone. just put the drum. Who forgets the norm? I forget the norm. My five is to a top to the storm. Like season to born. Me not alone, but me too quiet for three life, man. I'm a fucking patriot. Little face rat. What a face to touch. Top of to your face. From me ears to clock. Him race for top. Buying all my business. All in tongue and all in ears for top. I'm a sniper. So me no waste my shot. Just a boy will sell me yacht. Now gonna need to connect. Send me son from the rest and the bullet connect. And the person see a dead light that's in the planet. The man will work and the margin sees and have it for me. Just a gun when me a bust it, have the red light on it. And the rifle with the light bright like a headlight on it. When it busts in your face, I meet a dead light from it. Bumba was a violate me making fun of it. Amazing guys, the boy them a chase. Shoot up them bangs, shoot up them bangs.
Yo.
Amazing grace, guns in time friends. Murder them for less than 1 cent. We don't leave no evidence. I'm the motherfucking president. Fucking fool, man. It's all we had to flex. Safe car. Don't stand on the middle of this. Life in safe car.
Oh my God. That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Now, hell, yo, fucking pops and no motherfucking boss, pump your ass out of here. Nigga. Here's another pump for you. Oh, boy, anybody will do anything for motherfucking money, man. I promise you. Oh, man. Shouts out to Mother Knows, man, for having, you know what I'm saying, chili. You know what I'm saying, from TLC on the show, or have, or one of the two. I know I've seen it in the little headlines. Mother Knows has all the commercial peoples out there, you know what I'm saying, under the belt, you know, holding it down real big. You know, you're meeting up with all kinds of superstars on this mother. And I'll be going to, heading out of town at the end of this month, man. Going up to North Carolina to promotion of one of my groups, the Fisher Two Man Army, going to be performing out of town. And shit, they paying for a nigga, so you know I'm going. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I will be right up in that motherfucker chilling and representing. And so I will be doing shows from North Carolina. North Carolina, y'all gonna hear me do shows from around the world, and I mean the world. And we ain't getting into it yet, but I'm trying to figure out. No, I just I uploaded some Spanish music. Now I got to figure out what is it at. Game. What is the damn Spanish music at? Or what would have? Excuse me, people. Excuse me for a second. Matter of fact, hold on. All right, fuck it till I find it.
Here,
This is Mariachi Music Wednesday. We got more mariachi coming up. Just hold on, people.
From your words, I learned about life. From your soul, I felt dry. You see, I too learned of how to
that's real. That's Michelle K right there with her dedication to Phyllis Hyman. You know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't know, now you know. You know what I'm saying? What we got here going down is La Negra. This is some authentic. We have some authentic mariachi music up in this mofo flipper. And I'm going to put that in the background as, you know what I'm saying, I'll tell y'all a little bit about Cinco de Mayo. Up in this mofo, you know what I'm saying? And then we're going to call somebody, y'all. Don't forget, we're going to make some calls to find out what the, you know what I'm saying, is really mariachi all about. Here we go. Aye, aye, aye. I'm at the goddamn Spanish circus in this motherfucker. El Ringling Brothers. El Barnum and Bailey. The Werewolf Brothers. All right, people, check this out. Cinco de Mayo is Spanish for the 5th of May. Yeah, you didn't know that. But it is a voluntarily observe holiday that commemorates the Mexican Army's unlikely victory over French forces at the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862, under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin. It is celebrated primarily in the state of Puebla and in the United States. While Cinco de Mayo has limited significance nationwide in Mexico, the date is observed in the United States and other locations around the world as a celebration of Mexican heritage and pride. While Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day, it is the most national patriotic holiday in Mexico. That's what I'm talking about. Kick y'all ass, French bucks, coming in with that bullshit, thinking y'all can just take some shit on over. Kiss my El Chalupo. Oh. All right, 1861, Benito Juarez stopped making interest payments to countries that Mexico owed money to. In response, France attacked Mexico to force payment of this debt. France decided that it would try to take over and occupy Mexico. Imagine that dumb shit. France was successful at its first in its invasion. However, on May 5, 1862, at the city of Puebla, Mexican forces were able to defeat an attack by the larger French army. In the Battle of Puebla, the Mexicans were led by General Ignacio Zaragoza Seguin. Although the Mexican army was victorious over the French at Puebla, the victory only delayed the French advance on Mexico City. A year later, the French occupied Mexico. The French occupying forces placed Emperor Maximilian I on the throne of Mexico in 1864. The French, under pressure from the United States, eventually withdrew in 1866 to 1867. Maximilian was deposed by President Benito Juarez and executed 5 years after the Battle of Puebla. How you gonna just sit your dumb ass up in there? How people do that, which I don't understand about this country here. How you set a motherfucker down and, you know what I'm saying, talking about you the ruler of, man, get your punk ass out of here. The people rule. People, we rule. You know what I'm saying? No one individual don't fucking rule shit. You know what I'm saying? If we let these motherfuckers keep ruling, we probably gonna get fucked up around here. You know what I'm saying? So, keeping this motherfucker moving. The Battle of Puebla was important for at least two reasons. First, although considerably outnumbered, the Mexicans defeated a much better equipped, but not trained people. It don't matter if you got 1,000 pounds of equipment. If you don't know how to use the shit, what the is the purpose? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so this battle was significant in that 4,000 Mexican soldiers were greatly outnumbered by the well-equipped French army of 8,000 that had not been defeated for almost 50 years. Second, it was significant because since the Battle of Puebla, no country in the Americas has been invaded by an army from another continent. And that's why the motherfucking United States is like, hey, man, get your ass the fuck up out of there, because y'all might get comfortable and think y'all can come over here and take over the motherfucking America. Imagine that. This is the history of the observance. According to a paper issued by UCLA, who the fuck cares? Okay, I don't give a fuck about none of that. Cinco de Mayo is a regional holiday limited primarily. There's some limited celebrations combined food, music, and dancing. Here in restaurants, you can go to Taco Bell and other Hispanic Mexican restaurants, and they will be holding big fest in celebration of Cinco de Mayo. Palladium will be real big, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going down real big. Let's see, what do they do? Let's see, a couple of events. Events tied to Cinco de Mayo also occur outside Mexico and the United States. A skydiving club near Vancouver, Canada, holds a Cinco de Mayo skydiving event. In the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean, there's an annual Cinco de Mayo air guitar competition. And as far away as the island of Malta and the Mediterranean Sea, revelers are encouraged to drink Mexican beer or cerveza. Oh, no. That's, yeah. Or cervezas, tequizas, or whatever the hell. on May 5th, and I will be going to get me some Mexican beer today. You know what I'm saying? Some El Presidente or something else. I will not be drinking my own beer today. I will be going to the store and buying me some Spanish beer. Excuse me, some Mexican beer. And, yeah, you know, so it's going down real big. And that's Cinco de Mayo, man. So, you know, it's part of your history. You know what I'm saying? It's part of my history, your history, everybody's history. You know what I'm saying? Because we do have Mexicans living here in the United States. We got all kind of nationalities living here. This is the United States of everybody, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. Goddamn, he's right. Hola, mi pipi. Hola, mi pipi. Mi amigo. It's amigo, man. No, motherfucker, I said mi amigo. I was talking to the ladies. Ah, man, yeah, we do it, man. Kicking it up. In this mofo flip on what is Mariachi Music Wednesday with my dog, you know what I'm saying? And we going to get into one full mariachi song, man. Yeah, we're going to let y'all get it full in the flesh so you can hear all of the instruments, all of the ta-da-ta-ta-da-ta-ta-da-ta-da-ta-da, going on. All right, and this is Cielito Lindo. Cielito Limbo. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Sound like Guantanamera. Guantanamera! I need to look up that, too. What the is a Guantanamera? You know what I'm saying? What the is that all about? Manila, Guantanamera. I'm just singing the hell out of that shit at karaoke, you know what I'm saying? Let's go on now, y'all. Here we go. Thank you. Now, to me, all that shit sound the same, from male to female. But, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's how they kick it, man. That's how we're going to be kicking it today, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to Taco Bell to get me something to eat. And oh, boy, motherfucking Mexican stereotypes like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Bitches, they ain't got a Taco Bell in goddamn Mexico and shit. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? Motherfucker, we came south of the border to make Taco Bell. We don't have that shit in Mexico. Ah, man, just going down real big, man. Let me look up one of these Taco Bell goddamn stores, man, and we finna call the Taco Bell and shit. See how these motherfuckers celebrating the goddamn Cinco de Mayo. You know what I'm saying? Well, matter of fact, let's find a restaurant. How about that? Let's find us a restaurant to call. All right. Let's see. Cinco. Go Cinco de Mayo. Let's see. Mexican recipes, history. I mean, I didn't talk to a Mexican. That's what I need to do. Shit, let me think. I know any Mexicans? Shit. I have to call the goddamn fruit stand. I don't know the number to the fruit stand. You know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. Let's contact John A. Diaz. Since 1974, they've sponsored the state Menudo cook-off, which is being held. I wonder if that's being held today. I don't know. Fuck, let's call them. Yes.
Hey, Pete. This is John Deere. I'm doing good. I was just calling to let you know that Fulbright is ready. Okay. Good enough. It's John.
Hey, John. How you doing there, brother? Let me X this music off real quick. Talk to you for a quick second. And first, happy Cinco de Mayo to you. There we go. Let me get that off air. My name is DJ Smell So Good, man. Actually, you're on the radio right now. And hope you don't mind. I'm actually on your website. I'm doing a show about, Cinco de Mayo and the significance of it on this day. Also covering mariachi music. And then I noticed on your website that you have a... cook-off that you do each year. I guess that's in celebration of Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, sir.
And what can you give me some details about it? Now let me remind you too. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, so I noticed that you're in San Marcos, Texas.
Okay.
And that's correct. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, I guess people don't want free publicity. All righty then. Well, let's call somebody else, people. We'll get down to the facts of Cinco de Mayo. We're going to see how everybody is celebrating. And according to the website, it gives a lot of, it has their own explanation of what was going down. We got some recipes on here, you know what I'm saying, the menudo recipes, Media coverage. Media covers it. You know what I'm saying? And, he didn't want to talk about it, though. You got to find somebody else, people. That was John Diaz. And, in order in Spanish. I wonder if I can do that. I'm going to call a Taco Bell order in German. Hallo, was ist los? Yeah. let's see him. Fucking guy don't want to talk to us. Let's call a Taco Bell then. Fuck it. Da 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 da. God damn it. Florida UFOs, you have to call in and do that one. You know what I'm saying? We can call in and order something. You know what I'm saying? Taco Bell in Canada. Oh, shit. We better call the Taco Bell in Canada. That's what the fuck we better do. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, here we go, people. Hola, mijo. I like to order El Chalupa. And let me see here. All right, get first signed up. Fine. No. Customer care contact us. Here we go. Da 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 da. They got customer care. We don't want customer care. We want to speak somebody direct. We can't. We can talk to nobody direct. Fuck, man. Damn. Well, that ain't the one. I might have to look for a local Taco Bell then. We're going to look for a local Taco Bell. It might, yeah. Or type in what you want me to say, hell, and I'll make my best to make my best to goddamn shit it out. All right, well, like, I can't call a customer service. I don't want to talk to no customer service reps. I don't do that bullshit. I don't talk to somebody live working right into the goddamn Taco Bell. So let me, let's see, Taco Bell. Ain't no motherfucking way y'all hiring no Taco Bell for $15. Shit. Imagine that. Damn, Taco Bell on Facebook? Damn, shit is that. All right, here we go, here we go. Taco Bell Corporation, contact Taco Bell in California. Why'd you... Hello, English? Yeah, fuck it. We're calling the headquarters.
Taco Bell Restaurant Support Center. We've moved. Effective January 1st, our new address is 1 Glendale Way, Irvine, California, 92618. All of our guest relations specialists are currently helping other guests. If you know your party's extension, press 1. Press 2 if you know your party's name. Otherwise, enjoy the commercials while you wait.
Tortita, porque yo fumando ahora. I'm just going to spin it out. Spin it like that.
Taco Bell.
Yes, I'd like to place an order. Hola. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
How can I help you, sir?
Yeah, sí. Puedo yo tengo un tortita porque yo fumando ahora el tortita es muy necesito.
Did you have an issue that I can help you with? This isn't a Taco Bell. This is the corporate headquarters, so how can I help you?
No. Yeah. Okay.
I don't speak Spanish either, so.
Okay. No Mexican? No Mexicano? No speaker? Mexicano?
No. Nope.
No Mexicano
nope.
Speaker.
No.
Okay. Oye, mi amigo, Taco Bell, oye. Gracias. Ah, man, I don't know what the hell I just said to him, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some more mariachi music going on. This is What is Mariachi Music Wednesday. Yeah, man. called the Taco Bell Corporation. What kind of shit is that? You don't have any Mexican speakers. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. How in the hell did I just call the Taco Bell Corporation and you motherfuckers ain't got no Mexican speakers at the goddamn Taco Bell? What the fuck is that? Taco Bell ain't got no goddamn Mexican employees? Boy, now, come on, y'all. And I just made a valid point. You feel me? Oh, man. Oh, man. Can I have one tortita? I just finished smoking and it would be necessary. Oh, man, we got to call another store then. If I said that, fuck it. Let's call another store. Oh, shit. Hold on, y'all. We're going to call another store, man. We got to call store.
Congratulations. You won.
What the? I ain't win shit. What are you talking about? I'll get that off here. All right, people. Let's, we need to call a local Taco Bell, though. Locate Taco Bell. Taco Bell employment. Hold on, there we go. I think that's what I want. Store located. Yeah, there we go. There we go. There we go. All right, people. We're from the. Let's see what we got here for contact. Then. Date of birth. Yeah. 21. Shit, I'm old enough, bitch. 1-800-TACO-BELL, if you'd like to speak directly to a customer service rep. It's a Taco Bell policy not to accept unsolicited ideas of any kind. Yeah, I'd like to speak with a Mexican, please. How the f*** is this Taco Bell and you don't have any Mexicans around for me to speak to? What kind of f***ing shit is that? Yeah, I'm going to go off on a fucking Taco Bell. If I don't get to speak to a fucking Mexican, I'm kicking some fucking ass, all right?
Hello, and thank you for calling the Taco Bell Customer Satisfaction Hotline. If you are a customer, press 1. If you are a boy, if you are calling for location information for a restaurant nearest you, please press 1. If you are calling about a recent experience with Taco Bell, press 2. If you are calling regarding becoming a franchisee, donation or sponsorship, gift certificate, or company information to speak to a representative, please press 1. Leave a message. Please hold, and the next available agent will assist you.
Thank you for calling Taco Bell's Guest Service Center. All guest service representatives...
Thank you for calling Taco Bell. My name is Dorothy. May I have your first and last name, please?
Your name? What's your name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy. You Mexicano?
No.
Oh, yeah. Anybody there Mexicano I can speak to?
Let me see if she came in yet. One moment, okay?
Oh, see.
No, our Spanish operator is not in as yet.
Oh, well, I'm just kind of confused, right? Now, let me, I don't want to cut you off guard or anything. I'm actual, you're actually on the radio right now. And I'm celebrating Cinco de Mayo down here in Tampa, Florida. Now, I've been calling Taco Bell restaurants trying to speak with an actual Mexican person. I done spoke with Spanish people, white, black, no Mexicans. Don't you find that kind of strange? I even called the headquarters for Taco Bell, and it ain't no Mexicans. I say, well, can I speak to anybody, you know, of Mexican descent? How do you have a headquarters that's promoting Mexican ideals, Mexican culture, but you don't have no Mexicans working for you?
I'm sure Mexicans, maybe in California and so forth, but no, I don't think.
And where is this at? Where are you at?
I'm in Miami, Florida. We have
You're right down the road. Ain't nothing but Cubans down there. Ain't no Mexicans. From the Cubans. All right. Well, yeah, you're right down the road from me. I'm in Tampa. So, you know, you wrote, I've been trying to, you know, honor my Mexicans, you know. And yeah, you know, trying to give everybody their props on their days. And you know, so I've been calling around to different Taco Bells. I guess I'm going to have to call right here in Tampa because we got plenty of Mexicans. But they ain't working at the Taco Bells.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, you know, I'm just giving you a little history, baby, because you might not have known that. Then you walk up into a Taco Bell and be like, wait a minute.
Cinco de Mayo, but I don't know the real history behind it. I know it has to do with the Mexicans.
Yeah. Well, it's not Mexican Independence Day, if you ever got that twisted. You know what I'm saying? It's not Mexican Independence Day. They basically beat the French at a nice war in Puebla, in Mexico City, and that is the reason for the celebration of the day. It's not really a national holiday. You know what I'm saying? It's like observed by Mexico, but it's observed by certain cities in Mexico and also United States.
Oh, okay.
Bam! You know what I'm saying? Hey, you learn a little something. You know?
Thank you for that information.
Hey, I thank you for, you know what I'm saying, being the sport and answering the phone.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, mi amiga, gracias. You know what I'm saying?
De nada.
For all your help.
Day.
That is real. You too, baby.
All right, adios.
All right. Adios.
Bye.
That's what I'm talking about, people. Let me get back into my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about. That's not all my Mexicans out there. But we finna call the Taco Bell people and talk to a goddamn Mexican. Shit. In fact, let's call Goofy Bone.
Con sus cuatro cargadores. Y traigo 50 balas. Las traigo para los traidores. El que no lo quiera creer, se lo voy a demostrar. Con esta 45, un jarabe va a bailar. ¿Quién dijo miedo, muchachos? Sí, para morir nacimos.
You have reached mailbox number 408-59903-216. Please leave your message after the tone.
Bailele, bailele. Eso.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. That'd be fucked up. Somebody left this on your answer machine. Well, we talking to Goofy Bone, goddammit. He ain't answering this shit. It's all good. Much love to you, homie. Have a single to my you. You already know what the hell this is. Get the back.
To send this message, please enter your area code and telephone number followed by pound.
Si es que me quieren matar.
181. Please enter your area code and telephone number.
Alright, let's make another call.
También hay muchos malditos.
Oh, darling.
Ay, 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 ay.
So silly. Well, happy Cinco de Mayo to you, too, then.
And
thank you.
Happy old day Cinco Mayos to you all.
You're so silly.
I'm talking about. Yeah, hey, listen, world. This is my woman right here. So, y'all got to keep it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I got to tell the world to keep it down a little bit, you know. This is Cinco de Mayo. You know, baby, what I just did? I just called the motherfucking Taco Bell Corporation. How about these motherfuckers ain't even got a goddamn Mexican working in the corporation?
Get the hell out of here.
What the is that?
I don't understand.
Okay, so listen, people. Miss, this is his Miss Thing, you know what I'm saying? Representing up in Hawaii. So tell the world how they doing down there in Hawaii for Cinco de Mayo.
Well, aloha, world. First of all, everybody's drinking margaritas for breakfast.
Oh, mother. Aloha, woman. You got to say L aloha or something like that.
Oh.
That's Cinco de Mayo.
All right.
There you go.
Baby. So what are y'all doing?
Oh, you know, I'm celebrating with the world right now. You know, celebrating with Pennsylvania, Florida, Washington, the Netherlands. I mean, the world.
The world. Hey, world.
World. Yeah, so you know I'm calling around different stores. It's called damn Taco Bell restaurant. Motherfucking Spanish chick pick up. What the fuck is you picking up for? What a Mexican is that? She tried to play me off, you know what I'm saying? Oh, hold on, please. Let me look around. You know there ain't no Mexicans in that mother... Man. When you ever heard of a... When you heard a Mexican ever answer the phone in customer service?
Never.
Huh?
Never.
Hello, thank you for calling Verizon. How can I help you? This is Felipe.
Mm-mm. What are we going to do with you?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I got to make a couple more calls. John Diaz didn't want to talk to me. I called John Diaz, who is in San Marcos, Texas. He sounded like he was Mexican or something, but he didn't want to talk to me and discuss the history of Cinco de Mayo. And let's see your trivia. How in tune are you with the Cinco de Mayo history?
Lord, I don't know a single thing.
Kind of is that?
I know.
Know about your history, woman?
I know.
Well, know about your history. Not directly, but you know, just part of. That's the real. See, this right here is the real mariachi music that you always hear.
Uh-huh.
Now I done played this the seventh version, and then all the mugs sound the same.
That's how it is.
Oh. Now, do they got mariachi bands in Hawaii?
If they do, I say far, far away. I wouldn't know.
Oh. Damn. Motherfucking, well, the Netherlands is the only one up in here who's not Cinco de Mayo, you know what I'm saying, literate. He doesn't know what that is. They don't have Cinco de Mayo in the Netherlands.
They don't.
No.
Do they have Mexicans over there?
They got Taco Bell.
Well, see, Taco Bell is not real Mexican food.
It
so
damn
sure
so ain't. It damn
you
sure
know.
Ain't. Like Foster's ain't goddamn Australian beer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
So you talk to an Australian, they'll cuss you out. Man, we don't drink that.
That's trying to
find out, you know, where the Mexicans at on Cinco de Mayo. I guess call El Pollo Chicken Tropical or something like that.
You going to get beat up?
What, El Pollo Chicken Tropical? Oh, yeah, they Spanish. Well, sir, we're Spanish. We don't celebrate that. Yeah, we're going to call Pollo Tropical. Pollo, that's what.
Lord have mercy.
Hold on. Pollo Tropical. There you go. Restaurant. There you go. Yeah, we're going to be calling them up in a minute. You know what I'm saying? I got to call them up. See how they celebrating. You know what I'm saying? Hola! Mijo.
Hola, world. Hola.
Then you say mijo. You know what I'm saying? Because you know mijo.
Mijo?
Yeah, well, mijo and mija, that's actually Mexican. You know,
all right.
But you call a Spanish person that that's like a kind of rude way of saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not nice. I don't want to be rude.
I don't give a shit. It ain't my language. You know what I'm saying? Hell.
Well, how you say "gimme kiss"?
Basa. No, it's basa something. I know.
Is it something?
Basa maculo.
Something like "dame beso" or something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, Basa
Maculo is kiss my ass, so that's, you know, I
oh,
learned that
see,
one.
Oh, why you gotta act like that?
I learned that one first. You know what I'm saying? Before I learned the other one, Dame Besos, Dame Pesos, or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you dummy mine right now so I can go.
I gotta call this goddamn Taco Bell back, because I'm gonna go off on these motherfuckers. because I don't kind of get at that. Kind of Taco Bell don't goddamn employ motherfucking Mexicans. I don't know what the going on in this country. What the going on in this country? You know what I'm saying? Well, let me ask a true Mexican, true Blasican, I should say. Y'all hold on 1 second. El Segundo. Hola, mijo. El Pico de Mayo. El Tio.
What's up, homie?
It's Mr. Cooper. Oh,
hey, y'all
they
gave a Mexican a motherfucking job, so I'm live in the work van doing deliveries and all this other bullshit. What's up, homeboy? How we celebrating Cinco de Mayo?
Hold on, brother. Here you go, man. Make you feel at home and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get your goddamn guitars out. Get your, vuelas. What else, what the other damn instruments is? Hell, I just read a couple of them.
Who gives a shit? What's up, homeboy? Yeah. You drinking a Corona and being a Mexican today?
Hey, brother, I got my sombrero, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get my tequizas. You know, I'm drinking tequizas today. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody drink the, they drink the motherfucking Corona. So I'm going to switch up, and I'm going to do tequizas today, you know what I'm saying? In honor of my Mexican homeboys. I'm going to go out and get me a chalupa, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to eat it. I'm just going to put it on my dashboard and ride around with it.
Hey, and to the homegirl that was listening, it's Dame Ubeso.
Oh no, that's my girl in Hawaii, man. This my girl in Hawaii. This is Miss His Miss
Thing. What's up, baby girl from Hawaii? How you doing?
Hola, hola.
Hola, honey. I'm a real life Mexican from San Jose, California. But shit.
He's
I don't
a black Spanish,
kid. So don't even try to ask.
He's a black Mexican people. Don't let him lie to you.
Tell me one more time so I can give it to him. How do I say it?
Dame beso.
Dame beso.
Dame beso. All right, baby. Dame beso so I can go to work.
Dame u beso.
You better give it to me.
Yeah, dame u.
Dame u beso. It's feminine for the for the woman, I guess.
No. The beso, it's the same thing.
Oh, well, dame un peso to you, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Love you. Y'all have fun.
Love you too, baby. Have a good
night. All right. You too.
All right, people. That's all the way from Hawaii, right there. I had to call in that international call. You know what I'm saying? To make that international call. Yeah, brother, I just called the goddamn Taco Bell Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And the motherfuckers ain't got a Mexican working at the motherfucker.
Oh, hell no. You guys got to remember, Taco Bell is a white version of Mexican food, okay? Now, if you, like, go, like, to some Mexican restaurant, there ain't nothing but Mexicans working there. You know what I mean? It's like... It's like
you got a store for us to call. We need a place to call, man. I know you got a place for us to call.
Shit, I don't know any Mexican restaurants. I have my mama. She cooked me. Shit, she make me her own restaurant at the house. Fuck.
Damn. Well, what your mama number is? Let's call goddamn Mrs. Bone. Hola, mija. This is L DJ O smells so good O, and Yo El Sano has asked me to call O. well, I mean, what's your fam? What's your fam doing for Cinco de Mayo? Like your dad and your mom? What they
shit, doing? my mom, they don't give a fuck about that shit. You know, to bring y'all to some Mexican history. Cinco de Mayo is a celebration of our victory over France, but then 5 days later they came and kicked our ass.
They kicked our ass again.
So it was just a celebration, you know. So you know the Americans, culturized it. So now it's just a day of celebration to drink. That's all basically it is.
Just a day off, shit, for nobody, cause bitch. What? Nobody gets a day off on Cinco de Mayo. Not even Mexicans.
Hell no. They don't.
About that. They only the only holiday of the year, and they don't even get that bitch off. You know what I'm saying?
Check this out, Smelly. Check this out. You guys have the whole month of February, and we only get like maybe 2 days out of the year. We got Cinco de Mayo and Mexican Independence Day, and that's it. You know what I mean?
And do you know September 16th, Mexican Independence Day, they don't even celebrate that?
Oh, hell no.
How the fuck you don't celebrate your Independence Day, but you'll celebrate some goddamn one-day victory that 5 days you got, you know what I'm saying, took the fuck back over? What the fuck is that? Like, what the fuck is that? But,
that's
you know why?
For y'all.
You feel me? But, you know,
that's
a fucked up shit. That's a fucked up shit. Man, listen, your mission, brother, is to go to a goddamn Mexican restaurant, and I need to speak to whoever at the front door. And it got to be Mexican,
okay,
though. I don't need Raul standing at the goddamn front door talking some, hola, welcome, L. Welk sounding like me, basically. I don't need that nigga. I ain't looking for that nigga.
Well, I'm on the road, so I can't be doing that shit, but, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They gave a Mexican a job. I motherfucking haven't worked in like 4 or 5 years. Now I'm on deliveries.
What kind of cargo? You in a van or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the motherfucking molester van. And, you know, I got this shit stacked from head to toe full of supplies, ready for fucking... I serve the Planned Parenthoods and all those little clinics that fucking treat all the fucking pregnant teens and all that other shit.
Oh, so you got rubbers?
Oh, no. We don't. We supply like the maxi pads and all those other fucking napkins.
I'm finna get some free rubbers, man. You know, nigga needs rubbers down there, motherfucker.
Shit, I probably use all the rubbers.
Smells so good over
there.
Anyways,
so I wanted to call you to wish my blacks again a happy Cinco de Mayo. And
no, my brother.
Yeah.
Hey, we up in here. You hear the mariachi music in the background, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's going down, man. We got it all day long and strong. And I mean.
And I want to give a special shout out to my baby girl, Miss Computer Lady. Keep your head up, honey. God will take away the pain and just be...
What's
just,
up with
just
her?
Be, just, oh, man, she lost her mom, man.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
I might know that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been sad for her, but, you know. We pulling with you, Miss Computer Lady. I want you to be smiling, I want you to be happy, and realize that you will meet your mom one day, but it'll just take some time.
Damn, man, I didn't know that. Yeah, R.I.P. for that, and condolences goes out to Miss Computer Lady, man.
Keep your head up, baby.
Yeah.
And I got to get out of here, Smelly, but happy Cinco
de Mayo, brother.
And chirp me later about 4 or 5, because... I'm going to try to do a show where we're going to be live at the bar. You know what I mean?
Nah. What? Okay, that's going to be what's up there.
Yeah, that's going to be what's up. All right, homeboy, everybody listening, happy Cinco de Mayo, and drink a Corona, and act like you're Mexican today. But don't be running from the cops, because believe me, they'll catch you.
Yeah, you know that. Know that. All right, homie, I'm going to hit you up a little later on. You know what time it is.
All right, homeboy.
All right, That's my goddamn black Mexicans right there. You know what I'm saying? My black Mexican homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Representing San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Be swinging up that way pretty soon, man. And that's how we do it, man. Now, you know, for all y'all that don't know Miss Computer Lady, you know what I'm saying? That is one of our Ace Coon Boom friends here. On the Blog Talk Radio Network, you know, and I know she's going through a trying time, and I was wondering why I haven't seen it around. So I'm going to take a moment out to play this song for her, you know what I'm saying, because she is a special friend. And, you know, and then we're going to get into the nutty news of the day. Yeah, that's real. This is What Is Mariachi Music Wednesday, right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelling Prize. It's right now. Cap smells so good. All my meat holes and meat hosses out there, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's going down real big like that. Cinco de Mayo, man. We is up in the building. Yeah. This is one for Miss Computer Lady.
Somehow it seems to brighten up my day.
right, y'all. That's in memory of, you know what I'm saying, one of our best people on this network, you know what I'm saying, Miss Computer Lady losing her mother, you know what I'm saying, and big up to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying, for putting us in the know on that information. And, yeah, you know, we are a big family right here on the Blog Talk Network, you know what I'm saying. If you'd like to be part of the family, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. Or any show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and sign up, become a fan, or, you know, soon-to-be host. You know what I'm saying? We welcome all. And that's how we do it right here live, man. So, yeah, that's real. So, you know what time it is. We do got to go ahead and get into, you know, a little news. Got to bring you news from around the world. Of course, it is the nightly news of the day. Before I get into that, let me bring y'all one good promo straight out of Boston.
Hot Steps Magazine,
KCGT, and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest E. Knott Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by
Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
In New England. I did that shit the other day. It's going down. It's going to be a stupendous event. You got to be there. Be there. Hey, motherfucker, you got to bust a goddamn vein in your neck and shit. All right, people. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. I pushed the wrong button. It's the wrong button. Promise you that sound like Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Marita Guantanamera. Yeah, and all that good shit. All right, people, let me go ahead and get this news started real quick, and then we'll get into some more, you know, what is Mariachi Music Wednesday? But right now, man, it's time for your daily strange, odd, crazy, weird, off the motherfucking chain news. Brought to you part by NutterNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy nutball news, man. Going down real big. Shouts out to Cyanide, the Netherlands, for tuning in and enjoying the show, man. You know what I'm saying? We thank everybody who loves the show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What are you trying to say? It's Cinco de Mayo. All right, you already know, man. It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your, you already know what the, I just said. You know what I'm saying? And this is Cinco de Mayo, so we will be pumping it up with the, of course, the, you know, El Mexican music all day, all show long. You know what I'm saying? Right here live as we get into it. And we start this thing off right next door. As always, next to Miss Heavenly Angel in Washington, D.C. And y'all, hold on 1 second.
Vamos a Tepa, tierra soñada, donde la vida es un primor, donde me espera mi chapeteada. La única dueña de mi amor es tan bonita, mi chapeteada. chaparrita, y cuando va al templo a rezar, todos le nombran la virgencita, la de los labios de coral. Alegre la mañana cuando sale el sol, así son las salteñas de su alrededor. Alegres y bonitas todo el tiempo, las lindas salteñitas de Tepatitlán.
Okay, sorry about that. All right, y'all. We started staying off in Washington, D.C., and, you know, I had to get a, Yeah, it is D.C. She's in Washington State. I'm talking about Washington, D.C., the capital. D.C., people, stands for the capital. Where the U.S. Supreme Court, yeah, is closing the front entrance. Yeah, because they know we're going to overtake that motherfucker, so they're going to go ahead and close that bitch off. I'm bullshit. But the Supreme Court is closing its iconic front entrance beneath the words equal justice under law. Yeah, and ain't no motherfucker equal justice for all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell y'all was smoking on. Equal justice under law. So visitors will be directed to a central screening facility to the side of and beneath the central steps that was built to improve the courts' security as part of a $122 million renovation. No other higher court in the world, not even Israel's, has closed its front entrance over security concerns. Well, if you have money just to fucking throw away, like the United States of assholes, you can do that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, what the fuck ever, man. Still going to keep this thing in Washington. You know what I'm saying? Right here live. And it's all mariachi music, you know what I'm saying, all show long. Just to let you know, like, what the, is he playing in the background? It's Cinco de Mayo, you know what I'm saying? What a waste. United States has always done, just like spilling the goddamn oil into the fucking Gulf. But, hey, you know, it's the wicked world in which we weave. United States has 71 million unused flu vaccine doses. Yeah, right. United States still has 71 million doses of H1N1 swine flu vaccine that have not been used. But it's not yet time to throw them out, the federal government said. States and other providers should hang on to the vaccine and continue to offer them to people until drug companies can start distributing seasonal vaccine for the coming influenza season in the autumn. Man, y'all motherfuckers is crazy. If all you stupid bitches out there still trying to get a goddamn flu shot in your goddamn arm, you better wake the fuck up and stop letting them experiment on your motherfucking ass. All right. Damn, we're still in damn D.C. Despite federal response plan, no fire booms are on hand. Yeah, and this is what I'm saying, people. Why in the fuck would you spend $20 million or however the fuck it costs to build a goddamn oil rig without any contingency plan built in just in case this shit happened? There is no fucking way that... When I went to goddamn elementary school, they taught us the fire exits, the proper fire exits, and how to get the fuck out of the school if this bitch burns down. Okay, and that was to the minor level. So you telling me this major level, shit that affects wildlife, that affects human living period, would not be something we should sit down and think about first? No, let's just build it and let it start. Fuck no, man. If the U.S. officials had followed up on a 1994 response plan, which this is why I say was, listen, motherfucking people, this shit is planned. All this fuck shit is man-made bullshit that is planned to motherfucking, basically, you know what I'm saying, control you. Because if they can control your water, control your air, and control your food, then those are your natural resources. Therefore, they will control you. And I'm talking about your goddamn government. But in 1994, they already had a response plan for a major Gulf oil spill. Why in the fuck would you have that? When we wasn't even drilling then, why the fuck would you have that? It is possible that the spill could have been kept under control and far from land. But the problem is, yeah, the federal government did not have a single fire boom on hand. Yeah, the in situ burn plan produced by federal agencies in 1994 calls for responding to a major oil spill in the Gulf with the immediate use of fire booms. Listen, man, since 1994, these motherfuckers, since 50 years ago, you know what I'm saying, these people have been trying to kill a motherfucker, been trying to fuck you up through your water, through your food, through every other kind of possible ways of living, through your air that you're breathing, you know what I'm saying? And this is just another sure sign. I don't give a damn. Y'all want to talk about some revelations and all that bullshit if you want to. And there ain't nothing in the motherfucking Bible talking about a goddamn stupid-ass government going to build a fucking oil rig right in the middle of your natural resource and then intentionally motherfucking let that shit break down and fall over. There is no fucking way. You know what I'm saying? How do you build a big-ass platform but you don't have no kind of stilts that support it on all four sides? You just got this big-ass motherfucking man-made platform sitting on top of one, man, come the hell on. Shouts out to all my Jamaican peoples out there, you know what I'm saying? Miss Ann J's up in the building, you know what I'm saying? Happy Cinco de Mayo to you. And, yeah, you're in tune to the Nutty News of the Day right now, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy. And kind of truthful news, man. Oh, no, that's some fucked up bullshit. All right, and we're still in Bellevue. Let's go over here. Excuse me, not in Washington anymore, but we're over in Bellevue, Florida, where a man drank while waiting for sobriety test. Right. Authorities say a Central Florida man took one last swig of alcohol while waiting to take a sobriety test. Marion County Sheriff's Deputy stopped 61-year-old Dana Seaman after noticing his car swerved three times. Seaman said he'd been drinking and agreed to a sobriety test. Shortly after, Seaman refused a breath test. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Being that we are in the sickest place, you know what I'm saying, that this could possibly be bleak, I take you to a little bit sicker place. And that is Germany. Yeah. I've talked about, you know, the dude in China who married his pillow. I've talked about the fucking nasty-ass grandmother that married the grandson and been fucking each other. I'm now going to tell you, oh, no, I've also read about the little boy yesterday that grabbed somebody's buttocks and then fucked the cat, you know what I'm saying, before being arrested. Yes, he fucked the cat. Well, here's another one for you. Good old Germany, where a postman marries his cat. I'm just letting that sink in, people. I'm just letting that sink in. A German postman has married his obese and asthmatic cat, saying he wanted to tie the knot before his pet died. Cecilia is such a trusting creature. We cuddle all the time, and she has always slept in my bed. Yeah, imagine that. Single Uwe Mitch, some fucked up name, 39, told the newspaper. The happy couple dressed up for the occasion, Mitch, whatever the fuck his name is, in a wedding suit and top hat, and 15-year-old Cecilia, who loudly meowed her way through the exchanging of vows in a white dress. Probably because, you know, fucked the cat in his ass, and the cat is probably meowing from pain. Ow, meow. Oh, man. Come the hell on, people. Come the hell on. Oh, man. Shouts out to Miss Ann J. You know what I'm saying? Wow, this is... Yeah. Marry this cat, people. Okay. All right. Moving on, because that one just about made me throw up the beer I was drinking. But all right, let's go over here to Norfolk, Virginia, where official covers state seal breast. Right. The Virginia Attorney General altered the state seal for lapel pins given to his staff by covering the exposed breast of Roman goddess Virtus. The seal depicts the goddess, whose name means virtue, standing over a defeated male figure, Tyranny, while wearing a blue tunic over one shoulder with her right breast exposed. However, the pen's attorney general, Ken Susanelli, distributed to his staff cover the exposed breast with armor. Who the fuck cares? Y'all some sissy-ass biatches. That's what you is. You sissy-ass biatches. Man, the fuck ever. All right, y'all. Let's go over here to South Boston. South Boston. Yeah, South Boston. Where kids sips white Russian. Yeah, and mother blames waiter. I'll buy that for a dollar. Damn. Toddler jommed some fucking crazy ass name, Michella, while out to dinner with his parents and stepsister, reached for a glass and began drinking. A white Russian intended for his dad. Yeah, it's white, and he thought it was milk. He took one sip and started gagging. Yeah, said 2-year-old Jodman's outraged mother, Jessica Smith, 22, who immediately called police from her table at the Rainbow Dragon restaurant on West Broadway. Damn. But who the fuck cares? These dumbass parents in my neighborhood give their motherfucking kids beer, let them sip on some fucking whiskey, some goddamn gin and juice, let them hit the motherfucking blunt. So, wow, that's supposed to be, oh, my God. No, it's not. Okay. All right. Still over here in Maryland, which doesn't mean anything, but Clinton, Maryland, a man kills wrong guy, yeah, for stealing his ATV. Dumbass. 32 years behind bars. Yeah, that is the case for a that is the sentence for a case of vigilante justice gone wrong. Martinez Witherspoon received that sentence after stabbing and killing a man he thought had stolen his ATV. He was wrong. Yeah, it was not his ATV after all. Yeah, and it happened back in April of 2008. That's fucked up. You killed a bitch for something that ain't even your shit. Yeah. All right. Let's go over here to Juneau, Alaska, something like that, where 10,000 gallons of oil are removed from a 1952 shipwreck. Why in the fuck would the ship still be there after 50, 60 damn years? I don't know. But, yeah, you might want to ask them foolios, you know what I'm saying, El Foolios, who is telling you that type of shit, because, yeah, that, you got to kind of find that kind of hard to believe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Here we go. Angel, I looked at Crystal Skulls expert. Crystal Skulls, what the hell is that? The Crystal Skulls. We'll have to look up what the hell that is in a minute. All right. And we're over here in Alaska. Dive crews have removed more than 10,000 gallons of oil from a 1952 shipwreck near Juneau, Alaska, and the work continues. Work began nearly a week ago to pump the bunker oil, a heavy fuel used mainly in ships from the Princess Kathleen shipwreck. The 369-foot Princess Kathleen ran aground on Point Lena in 1952 and has periodically released small amounts of unrecoverable oil in the years since. So, people, this is just showing you. These motherfuckers have been poisoning your water since 1952. All right? They've been poisoning your water since 1952. All the way over here in Alaska. Why in the fuck wouldn't you get this goddamn shipwrecked ship out of the fucking water when you knowing that the shit was leaking motherfucking oil? Yeah. All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Anyways, we're in the UK, Super Nutty Land, where Spider-Man foils a would-be thief. Yeah, store owner Michael Balderstone, dressed as Spider-Man, spotted the man trying to steal an X-Men book worth $160. The 45-year-old called for backup, and the hapless thief was surrounded by superheroes. Within seconds, Mr. Balderstone said, "We had about 40 people dressed up as their favorite superheroes to celebrate International Free Comic Day." So he didn't have much choice but to hand the comic book back after a little bit of scuffle. Yeah, imagine that. Kind of nerds. What are some fucking nerds? Really nerds out there, people. Jeez. All right. Still in the UK, and we're going to wrap it up in good old D.C. The UK says preacher is arrested for saying homosexuality is a sin. Motherfucker, it is a sin. Faggot ass bitch, you. Dale McAlpine was charged with causing harassment, alarm, or distress after a homosexual police community support. You have got to be fucking kidding me. And y'all motherfuckers telling me this ain't the nuttiest place on the planet. These faggot-ass motherfuckers have a homosexual police community support officer. You have faggot-ass officers enforcing homosexual faggot-ass practices. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, the PCSO, the homosexual police community support officer, overheard him reciting a number of sins referred to in the Bible, including blasphemy, drunkenness, and same-sex relationships. The 42-year-old Baptist, who has preached Christianity in Wokington, Cumbria for years, said he did not mention homosexuality while delivering a sermon from the top of a stepladder, but admitted telling a passing shopper that he believed it went against the word of God. And you going to arrest this motherfucking man. That is worse than me going to jail for videotaping the police. And that is super duper worse because you faggot ass motherfuckers have made a goddamn position to condone that faggot ass homosexual bullshit. You got life fucked up. You got life really fucked up. That's really why I won't be going to no motherfucking to the UK, because, yeah, man, you got me fucked up. If I get stopped by a goddamn faggot-ass police officer, yeah, y'all going to be reading about me in the Nutty News for putting my foot in his motherfucking ass, since you like to take it up the ass. Last but not least, people, we wrap this up in Washington, D.C., where a student is shot. Yeah. She would not give her phone number. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Reminds me of the old, don't drink, don't be a menace while drinking your gin and juice in the hood. Give me your goddamn phone number. Hurry up, hurry up. My bad. A young college student claims she was shot by a man because she refused to give him her phone number. Yeah, because you're a dumbass. You could have just gave the stupid motherfucker any phone number. Like these motherfucking women do down here every day. The young woman, whose identity has been protected, told police she was leaving a party when a man asked for her number. He told my cousin he was going to shoot at us if I didn't give him my number, and then he started shooting. Well, bitch, why you didn't give him a motherfucking number? Could have gave that stupid bitch any kind of number. Bitch, my number is 555-149-6585. And if that bitch didn't catch on to the 555, then shit. You know what I'm saying? Then, man. Well, hey, that's what you get. Dumbass. Dumbass. Well, you got some dumbass people that want to be motherfucking superheroes in this motherfucker, man. From the Mexico, the skulls are from Mexico. Oh, 13 of them in the world, they say. The ones that matter. Oh, they read about them. I heard about them. Okay, that's what's up. Crystal skulls. Wow. The crystal skulls are a number of human skull hard stone carvings made from clear or milky quartz rock, known in art history as rock crystal, claimed to be pre-Columbian Mesoamerican. What the fuck is Mesoamerican? Ain't no such goddamn thing as no fucking Mesoamerican. Artifacts by their alleged finders. However, none of the specimens made available for scientific study have been authenticated as pre-Columbian in origin. The results of these studies demonstrated that those examined were manufactured in the mid-19th century or later, almost certainly in Europe. Despite some claims presented in an assortment of popularizing literature, legends of crystal skulls with mystical powers do not figure in genuine or other Native American mythologies and spiritual accounts. No, they don't. The skulls often claim to exhibit paranormal phenomena by some members of the New Age movement and have often, Indiana Jones in the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls and other movies have popularized of that belief. There you go. Wrapped up in a Tampa minute, not a New York minute. All right, man, I'd like to thank everybody for coming through and enjoying the show. You know what I'm saying? All the way from across the world. You know, Jamaica, Netherlands, Washington, Florida, California, and everybody else in between. Much love to you. Stay blessed. Be safe. Go out and drink some Coronas and Tequizas. And make sure you tell your next Mexican. Ay, 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 ay.
Mira nomás, qué linda pistola, verdad de Dios. Traigo mi 45 con sus cuatro cargadores y traigo 50 balas. Las traigo para los traidores. El que no lo quiera creer, se lo voy a demostrar. Con esta 45, un jarabe va a bailar. ¿Quién dijo miedo, muchachos? Sí, para morir nacimos. Traigo mi 45 con sus cuatro cargadores.
¡Báilele, báilele! ¡Eso!
El que quiera corazón, que me lo venga a pedir. Aunque soy chico de edad, no tengo miedo al morir. Yo le digo a los panteras, no vayan a venadear.
que me maten al derecho, si es que me quieren matar. ¿Quién dijo miedo, muchachos? Si para morir nacimos. Traigo mi 45 con sus cuatro cargadores. En la isla del islote también hay muchos malditos. Ahora sí llegó su padre de todos estos malditos. En el barrio los malditos todos se vuelven leones. Cuando ven a la pantera todos son puros camiones. ¿Quién dijo miedo, muchachos? Si para morir nacimos. Traigo mi 45 con sus cuatro cargadores.